Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another My First HMA Client story. It's with an existing HMA client. His name is Rob, and I think it's an inspirational story because Rob was about to send his entire HMA system back, but that evening he had one appointment and he had another appointment the following day, and he cut it so close, he ended up succeeding by getting two new clients within 24 hours. You're going to hear his story. You're going to hear how one of the recordings helped him close the deal. So let's get going.
Michael, it's Rob.
Rob, how you doing?
Doing okay. Just got off the phone doing some marketing research.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're really turning it around just at the nick of time, huh?
Yeah.
I got your first email this morning. When was that appointment? Yesterday?
Last night at 5 o'clock.
Who'd you meet with?
A couple are starting a business. They want to go into a cleaning business. I don't know how much they're going to stick to it. That's the kind of business people try to start and then quit within a couple months.
All right, is this cleaning houses, offices, what?
They want to do both. And I really told them you need to know what you're doing. You need to have a vision. And so I printed out some of the PowerPoint slides from the 30-minute presentation and just went through it with them and just talked them through those. And actually, that's how I landed both clients. I didn't use opportunity analysis for some reason. It just turns people off when I do that. But I print out those slides, and I just talk them through those slides, and I've talked very highly of the HMA system, and it's not me. I'm not the magic. It's the system. It's been around for 17 years. Company's been using it, and they get results every time. There's never been a company use it and actually implement it that didn't get results.
Perfect. That's great. So you printed the slides almost like a flip chart presentation.
And I pass them out. I print them grayscale and blue color. The bigger company just sat around the table with all the supervisors and managers. Because it's kind of hard to do opportunity analysis when you've got six or eight people sitting at a table. And that's the way they wanted to do it. And so I printed the slides off and edify the system, and I say, and this is a family business that I've known for a long time, so they know me. You know, it's kind of like the familiarity can be a bad thing, because what are you going to tell us about how to run our business? And so the way I position it is I'm part of a consortium of consultants, and it's called the HMA Consultants. You're not just getting me, you're getting all the experience of these consultants. Some of them have been doing this 17 years, as long as the system's been around. And so you're not just getting me and my thoughts, you're getting a system and you're getting the experience of 17 years of consulting.
That's perfect. And so last night, how many people were in front for the meeting?
Last night was just two.
Just two, okay.
It was just a couple because they're starting a business. And I told them right up front, this is really made for an established business that's doing millions of dollars in sales. But they got some capital for starting their business. Banks using some inheritance money or something that they're going to use to start this. I went through all the steps, and I said, first four are for any business. The other three might not make sense for you guys. And I said, normally it's $3,500 a step. And I know that's astronomical for what you guys are trying to do. And I said, you know, I don't want to sell you a Cadillac when all you need is a Chevette. And I just said it off the fly, but it turned out it was a great selling phrase. Because these are people that kind of like nice things. Like Cadillac.
Everyone likes nice things. So for the story, for anyone listening, you had done a 6 payment on the HMA thing. You just didn't have the money. You were hoping to have a client within the first 30 days so you could make that second payment. That didn't happen. You and I emailed. I said, hey, the payment didn't go through. And you're like, okay, you know, what are we going to do here?
I felt like crap, you know.
No, I know you did.
I was going to call you and like, someone's got to buy to get a deal.
You were about to send the system back, but you had two appointments. You had the one last night, and you had one this morning.
Yep.
And the one last night went through, and so tell me about this one this morning. Were there eight people in front of you?
Six or eight.
And what did this company do?
It's a general store. They've got gas, they've got hardware, they've got groceries, convenience, a meat counter. They sell small engine repair. They do lawnmowers, and they sell tractors, lawn tractors and stuff. It's been around 48 years.
How did you get the appointment? Did you get it through the telemarketing, or did you know him?
He's down the road from me.
Okay, great.
I've known the guy forever. So I called his dad, who's actually retired, but getting back involved with the business, because right across the road, a supermarket went out. It's a growing area. This area is just sprouting up like crazy. People moving here like crazy. It's Traverse City, Michigan. So I called him. I showed up for the meeting at the store, and he had called and said, I got my suit and tie on. I'm all ready, piped up, and okay, I can do this. Didn't show up.
Okay.
He said he'd call me back. I'm like, oh, great. So a few days later, I called his dad, who owns the corporation, basically owns everything, but he's been kind of in retirement. And I talked to him a little bit, and he said, you know, we're having a management meeting, and we're looking for something as far as marketing. You know, we got to do something different because the supermarket's really cut in. They're down about 20%. So he said, why don't you come to this meeting?
So
I go to the meeting, and it's a family business. I've known forever, and everybody shows up, and arms folded. What are you going to do, young whippersnapper? And that's why it totally edified the system like crazy, because the secret of edification is anything nice you say about somebody else or something else, you actually just said about yourself. That's the psychology, the subconscious thing when you're talking to people.
That's true. So how did you open up? Like, how did you position it from the beginning?
Like I said, I just printed off those slides. I passed it around, one for everybody. And they know I used to do eBay. You know, I used to do audiobooks on eBay, and I lost that license this week.
The guy didn't give you any kind of reason?
It wasn't going the way he wanted it. He owns them. He can do that. But that's been my living for 2 years, and just out of the blue, this guy just emails me and says, I'm revoking your license.
Well, yeah. Timing's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely some providence involved.
All right, so you pass the sheets around.
Them out. Like I said, I edified. They got it in their hands. They're looking at it. It says, improve your sales 25% to 100% HMA system on the top is what I typed on it. I just talked them through it, you know, page by page. I told them that I'm trying to sit behind the keyboard and I've gotten involved with this HMA group and doing consulting now. And this is what it is. And then just flipped right through the pages.
Did they have questions for you at the end?
You know, we just had that call where Dave Flannery gave his close, how he closes.
Yeah.
I loved it. It worked perfect. What do you see as the next step for us?
And who did you position that to? Everyone?
Right to the owner.
Yeah, and what did he say?
I finished up the last page, and my mind's going a mile a minute. And I get to the last page, and I turn, and like, there's no more pages. Oh, man, now what? Now what? Quick. Think of something. So I looked Roy right in the eye. I said, so that's it? You got any questions? No. And I said, well, what do you see as the next step for us then? And he says, well, I know, I think we really do need to do something. And he said, you know, how do you get paid? And I said, well, it's $3,500 a step. There's 7 steps, and not every step is going to apply. But I'm definitely going to recommend the first 4 for you right now from looking at what you guys got going. And I said, but what I've been willing to do, because I know the cash flow is tight right now, any business up here in the winter is just tight. It's a tourist area. I know your cash flow is really tight. I've been willing to do the first 2 together, because I always want to do at least those 2 with a business no matter what. I'll do both for $5,000, and I'll break it up over 10 weeks at $500 a week. So basically, it's like you're paying an extra manager. And he was really amiable to that. He said, okay. He said a couple other things, and then just looking back, and I brought it right back to the question, just like Dave said. So what do you see as the next step for us? I've got time Friday or Monday. And they basically set the meeting. They'll start Monday.
Okay, so you meeting with all of them on Monday again in the manager meeting?
Yeah, me and the managers, we're going to go through the first step of the USP. I'm going to do a slide presentation. I'll just take notes as we go and just pose the questions to them as we go.
Good. Were you able to get some intelligence on their business using the handouts, or was it more of a presentation?
It was a presentation, and I've been through the handout. I've done a couple over the phone. I did a sewing business last week. He just wasn't looking to grow. So I know the question's good enough where I just collected the information as I went.
Okay. You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Well, good job, man. That's great. I know your confidence has got to be a lot higher than it was 2 days ago.
Yeah. The only thing in question right now is delivery.
Are you going to be able to deliver?
Right.
You'll deliver.
I'm confident we're going to get some results. Just looking at their assets, in both cases, the cleaning company thing, I don't really have that marketing alliances with them. If you're going to get started, just use someone else's list.
Yeah, that's right. This is great stuff, and it'll be encouraging to other people who are in your situation, and it just shows, you know, the persistence, it pays off, and hopefully you'll keep going.
Yeah, just follow the system.
Follow the system and really get some results for this store and see if you can leverage your database.
Oh, yeah, because they've been around 48 years. If I get some nice results, even 20% increase, I mean, everybody knows the store. I'll be set.
Absolutely. Thanks for the story, and just keep me posted, and I'll get that stuff to you a little later. That's the end of this story with Rob. I hope this has been helpful. Please listen to some of the other My First Client HMA recordings.